For today, we want to zoom in on another activity that's been picking up pace. So, popular races here at home, like the Great Eastern Women's Run, the 2XU Compression Run, they have all seen an uptick in participants over the years. And this weekend, we have, of course, the ever-popular marathon event, the Standard Chartered Singapore Marathon, that will be expecting a whooping 60,000 runners, up from 55,000 last year.
Yeah, so that's 5,000 more runners taking part this year in the run. Now, more runners joining races doesn't only mean more injuries. In some cases, there have unfortunately been fatalities as well, at least 9 publicly documented ones since 2007. The last 2 deaths after a race unfortunately happened last December and in April this year as well. So what should we do to prevent this? And how can we as participants keep our health in check? To find out, we're speaking now with Dr. Kwa Jie Li, interventional cardiologist at Carrington Cardiology. Dr. Kwa, good of you to join us. Have you run a marathon yourself, Dr. Kwa? You look like a pretty fit man.
Unfortunately, no. I do like to exercise, but I do find long distance running maybe a little bit too boring for me.
Join the club.
Maybe the future.
I'm also part of the board runners club. But in your practice, how often do you meet patients who come to you as a result of excessive running, say, or any kind of fitness condition? Mm.
I would say that it's not that common. I assume you mean people who have encountered problems after excessive running.
Yeah.
I don't think it is that common. Firstly, people tend to overrun usually only during such events. So these events are not that common. Maybe after each event, you may see one or two coming to the hospitals. So probably over the last years, maybe one or two a year.
Okay, okay.
For myself.
Okay. Dr. Kwa, we're curious here. Can anyone run a marathon, or do we have to, I suppose, check for predisposed cardiac conditions first?
Yeah, so I think the risks will be higher in certain individuals. For example, people who have already known pre-existing heart conditions, or in people of a certain age group and with certain risk factors, or with a strong family history, for example, or even people with symptoms before, such individuals, I would probably strongly advise them against running a marathon without going through the proper medical review. Yeah, but for most young people, I would say that running a marathon, if you do it in the correct steps, is probably okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what tend to be the heart-related risks associated with marathon running?
Yeah. So as you mentioned earlier, I think the most feared one would be a sudden cardiac arrest.
Mm.
Fortunately, this is quite something that's quite rare. We're looking at numbers like 1 to 100,000, depending on which studies we're looking at. And you know that when you have a cardiac arrest, essentially it means that the heart stops pumping and ultimately results in fatality if the rescue efforts are futile.
Okay.
There are various causes of a sudden cardiac arrest. In younger runners, it's usually due to a genetic condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is where the heart muscles actually thickens abnormally due to a defective inherited gene, and this results in the heart not able to function properly as a muscle pump and also increases their risk of dangerous heart rhythms. While in the older age group, probably middle age and above, heart attack would probably be the most common cause of a cardiac arrest. Yeah, you may also get other problems not resulting in sudden cardiac arrest. For example, you can have a mini heart attack. You can have abnormal heart rhythms triggering due to other problems. But I would say that the cardiac arrest is probably the one that people are probably paying the most attention to.
Okay, okay. Help us understand here, Dr. Kwa. So during long distance exertion, what happens to the body that makes the heart particularly vulnerable?
So if your body is not well conditioned for your heart is going through a period of stress. Obviously the heart is a centerpiece to all sorts of exercise because it's the main organ that helps to pump blood to everywhere. And when you are increasing your physical capacity, the heart is working at its highest load as well. So if you have any pre-existing heart conditions that is undiagnosed, you're going to be putting your heart at a lot of unnecessary stress when you're going through such a vigorous activity.
So how, I mean, obviously some of us have ambitions, fitness ambitions. So what should we do then in to condition our hearts so that we don't end up in an unfavorable place, right? For long distance running in particular, how do we make sure we can, how do we train our heart, so to speak, and condition it to, you know, make it sustainable but in a healthy way for long distance running?
So I think, again, the main risk would be for people who have undiagnosed problems and trying to do their first run. So I think those would be the group that we are trying to target and advise. For most people who are healthy, it's probably reasonable to just go through a structured program. Usually, if you look at various recommendations, usually it takes this takes place over a period of about 4 months, where people start off slow and gradually build up the distance, the mileage, week by week, and the pace where they run as well, giving yourselves adequate breaks in between. For those who have certain risks, as I mentioned before, if you do have symptoms while exercising or doing your preparation, you have any strong family history of sudden death, because that's usually when we worry about these genetic conditions. If you're a middle-aged group, especially men, and also in those with cardiovascular risk factors, then I would certainly suggest that you seek medical attention before you start to put yourself in these forms of training programs. But for everyone else, I think a tapered, a slow, progressive kind of program is probably the safest way to do
Okay.
so.
And is there a time frame that we're looking at that, you know, would be, say, an ideal sort of duration till, you know, you are conditioned for marathon, for example?
Yeah, so I think, yeah, over a course of 4 months is probably reasonable. If you think you want to, I mean, all of us do fly at different speeds. And so if you think you are someone that is not very fit, have not started, I mean, I've seen patients who have not exercised their whole lives and they suddenly come to my clinic saying that I want to run a marathon at the end of this year. You know, so for such people, I would say that probably try not to go by the standard recommendation of 4 months. Maybe give yourself a little longer period of time, 6 to 8 months, to start to prepare yourself. But I think in general, 4 months is probably a good time period. And also important to actually taper off 1 to 2 weeks before the marathon, because you really want yourself to be in tip-top condition before the actual day. Because we know that doing the training program is never the same as actually running the actual day marathon. So give your body enough rest before you actually turn up on the marathon day.
You emphasized a few times marathon day. I'm suddenly curious about the feelings that you get on marathon day, right? On race day, right? Do you think that the anxiety, the pressure perhaps that we put on ourselves on race day, that can also contribute to a potential heart issue, a cardiac issue during the marathon or after the marathon, even though we've well prepared for it?
I think that's less likely.
Okay.
We do know that sometimes, I'm not sure whether you've heard of the condition broken heart syndrome, which is a very rare condition where people do undergo intense emotional stress.
Yes.
It actually mimics a heart attack. So this condition was actually quite came into social media because of the Carrie Fisher, the Star Wars actress, right? I think she died, and they speculated that it was this Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, which is a broken heart syndrome. So if you do have that kind of severe emotional stress, then it is possible that it can trigger a mimicker of a heart attack. But for most people, I would say that anxiety probably just causes your heart rate to go a little bit faster from the adrenaline rush. But when you start to actually run, I think most of us will actually get over the anxiety when you start to run, right? You start to focus. Usually it's the pre-running where this adrenaline rush makes your heart race. Some of us rush to the toilet, you start to feel like you need to do your number two, you know. So I don't think it actually increases your heart risks. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Kwa, we have a listener here who's chimed in. So Jillian says here, I started running at 59 only. Now, when I was embarking on my first marathon at 61, I did a heart check with cardiologist to ensure my heart is ready for such a marathon and the training it requires. So Jillian
Yeah.
said that. So on that note, my question here is, what are some misconceptions that perhaps even seasoned runners have about cardio health? Any signs that, people typically dismiss as just fatigue or, I'm tired, I've run too much, for example?
Yeah, I think for seasoned runners, one of the misconceptions is that if I've done marathons before, then I will not be at any risk for future marathons. Unfortunately, I have seen sad cases where I have had patients who have been running marathons before, and then I turn on the news and they came to see me for some heart-related symptoms, but they pass it off because they said that, I'm fit. I've done marathons before, it's not a problem. And then I find out that they actually, it was reported as one of the fatalities in one of the marathons. So this does happen. If you do have symptoms, it doesn't mean that everything was fine before, it means you're going to be fine the next time. So it's always important to seek medical attention for that. I also think that in seasoned runners, they tend to maybe put more stress on themselves, meaning that they may have a record to break. For the beginner runners, it's just trying to get to the finishing line. For the seasoned runners, I have a
Yeah.
timing to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
They
so
want
if
that
they
they want to
encounter,
lock in their PB, right? Their personal
yes,
best, right?
and then put it on Instagram, Facebook. No. So, when you are trying to push yourself, if they do encounter symptoms, I think some of them may actually try to push through. And it's
Okay.
been reported that fatalities actually occur at the last part of the race, the most. So I think that is also one thing to really look out for seasoned runners, that if you do,
True.
even if you push yourself,
Yeah.
you have to look out for the warning signs and to listen to your body.
Okay, so what are those warning signs, especially for seasoned runners? Because I think it bears reminding what to look out for as they are approaching that final few kilometers to the finish line.
So the usual symptoms we're looking out at is if they experience any chest tightness, chest pain, if they suddenly experience very significant shortness of breath, if they experience any giddiness, or suddenly feel intense palpitations, I would say that these are possible things to look out for, yeah, and to maybe signal to the ground staff that
Okay.
you're experiencing such
Is there
symptoms.
such a thing, Dr. Kwa, as being too, I suppose, careful? Because again, sometimes, I mean, we work out, right? And then we sometimes also have shortness of breath. We feel like we're gasping for
The
air.
sudden palpitations
The
can
sudden
happen as
palpitation.
well.
Should we then straight away be, oh my goodness, I'm having a heart attack?
So one of the key things is a sudden change, right? So a
Okay.
lot of many patients come to see me and tell me that they have shortness of breath from climbing two flights of stairs. And then you ask them how long has this been? They say, oh, I've been like that since young. I've never done much exercise. If it's a chronic thing, then obviously it's not something that I'll be too concerned about.
Okay.
But if you are someone that has never experienced such symptoms and you experience new symptoms, then I definitely think that that's something that warrants medical attention.
Okay.
All right, doctor. It feels like I think this was a timely reminder to listeners as well listening. If you are worried about your cardiac health and you've just picked up running, by the way, Jilin, running, picking up running at 56 or
Yeah,
59.
59, yeah.
I mean, congrats to you. I mean, better late than never. You're a shining example of never sitting still, even in your 50s. But if you are indeed concerned, you monitor yourself and you feel sudden changes, that's the time to take a step back and go see a medical professional. Dr. Kwa, thank you so much for giving
Thanks for
us
having
all of
me.
these details for us. Hopefully, listeners who are running the marathon this weekend have taken heed of them as well. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you. Good luck to all runners this weekend.
Yes, good luck to all the runners this weekend as well. Dr. Kwa Dia Lee is an interventional cardiologist at Carrington Cardiology.
Before making any decisions based on the information in our program, please consult a medical professional.